Hello, everyone. I'm Steve Norman. Thousands of pro-democracy demonstrators continue to occupy the center of Hong Kong Tuesday night. Many are university students who say they are not afraid of possible police action. VOA's Brian Patton caught up with a couple of the demonstrators.
They are using some violence action to react to our citizens and all our university students. We got no weapons, and we are not going to fight with them. We just want to peacefully express our feeling, and that's all.
Aren't you afraid it's dangerous tonight?
Not really.
Why?
There's so many people here. So why do I have to be afraid? Yeah. There are so many people. We face the same danger, so they are still here, they are not afraid. Why I have to be afraid?
Hong Kong's chief executive is calling for an immediate end to pro-democracy protest, even as the activists threaten to expand their campaign of civil disobedience. In a speech on Tuesday, Leung Chun-ying said that he would not give into the protesters' demand for his resignation or for greater democratic reforms. Instead, the embattled chief executive called on the Occupy Central movement to end the five-day-old protest because they have, as he described, gotten out of control. Leung also called the protest illegal, but said he expected them to last for a long time. Protesters ignored the demand Tuesday, taking to the streets in greater numbers even as the evening approached. Tens of thousands of demonstrators have camped out in the three parts of the city. Huge turnout is expected later today, which is also China's National Day. But there are fears people may try to clear the demonstration sites before then, repeating tactics they used on Sunday, including the use of tear gas and pepper spray. Occupy Central has set a deadline for today for Leung to meet their demands. If he does not, the group says it will announce its next stage of civil disobedience.